Yikach Koirach. Rashi. Koirach shepikeach hoya. Ma ro l'shtus ze einoi hita osai. I heard an interesting diak. Rashi says his eyes was mate him because he saw that Shalshelis is coming out of him, so he realized that there's an osid. But the diak is, it says einoi hita osai. One eye. Why one eye? Both eyes. His eyes were mate him. So I heard a beautiful shot. A person has two eyes. One is to see the osid, and one is to see the hoive, and balance the, not be disillusioned on either front. Koirach, only his one eye made him make a mistake. The eye that saw the future and saw that he has an osid. He didn't realize the ground is crumbling, and the hoive is crumbling under him. The opposite could also be true. You have sometimes a guy's in a rut, and he feels he's looking at his hoive, and the eye of hoive is saying, he's in dread, but he doesn't realize, no. That's einoi, he tells it the other way. Look towards the future, look that you can grow, that you can accomplish, you can get out of it, and move on with it. The Sfarim explained that Koirach is a Gilgal Neshama of Kayin, Moshe is a Gilgal Neshama of Hevel, and there's a story of the confrontation is really continuing. There were already a lot of kina through the history. The first story is the Shemesh and the Ureach, if you want to even start before people. Then there's Kayin and Hevel, Yosef and the Shvatim, the Nachash with Adam, Malchus Beis David. As history goes through, there's Rekev, Atzomai Skinner. The Pasuk says, Verekev, Atzomai Skinner, Verekev, is Gematria Koirach. Now, there's a correlation between Koirach and Kayin. By Koirach, it says, Vatiftach Ha'aretz Es Piha. And by Kayin, it's Or Atomin Wa'adoma Asher Patsasa Es Piha. Rashi says, Parashazu Yofe Nidreshes. Yofe Nidreshes. Yofe is 95. Shem Havaya, with the Shem Avnus together, we know from Sukkah, is 91. Yudke Vavke is 26. That's Chavav, the middle letters of Sukkah. The Pnimius letters, Chavav, and the outer letters, Samachay, Shem Avnus. Together it's 91. Sukkah is 91. Malach is 91. Omen is 91. Elon is also 91. Sukkah Tachas Elon, but that's a Shveris Sugya. But 91 is Shem Havaya, but the emes is La'asid Lavi, it's V'Hayiyyeh. It won't be Yud Hey and then a Vav and a Hey, but it's going to be Yud Hey, Yud Hey. It's going to be Yiyyeh. Then it's going to be 95. Parshazu Yofen Adreshes. That level of 95, in that sense, Koirach was right. Sadik Katomar Yifrach, Soifetei this Koirach. Because in the end, Koirach was right. There was a mahalach here that there was something right about what he's saying. But he was makdim zmanoi. In the osid, there's supposed to be this shita of Koirach. It was yofe, but it was the wrong time. So it was hafach al piha. Piha is the same letters as yofe. The yofe, which was supposed to be the 95, the yiyah, which is supposed to be, yeah, but not at the right time. And that's why his punishment is, he falls into the ground. Everyone eventually goes there at his right time. Koirach was makdim zmana. He tried this shita that's supposed to only be later. He tried bringing it earlier. So he was also makdim. He was makdim zmana. Now, what's the shoyrish? There's different mahalchim. What exactly the mistake of Koirach? Koirach was an oshir b'momin, oshir b'das. He was a pikeach, just in Rashi. He was a talis, shakula treles. He was 130 years old. According to some sfarim, he was supposed to get a shteller. Not the kohen gadol. He was supposed to be the levi gadol. It was his ashtelah. No one ever got that ashtelah. No one was right for it afterwards. But Koirach was supposed to be that Levi Gadol. Aziz, the Chadusherim, others. He was Miyuchad Moi. What fell over here? Kina. The Rekev Atzomei is Kina. The opposite of this Kina is by Aaron Akoyin. V'roach of Esomach V'liboy. Aaron, the ultimate. Maybe he wasn't born that way, but his Avoidus Amidus was such of to an extent of V'roach of Esomach V'liboy. So he goes up to higher Har. Koirach with the kina goes opposite. Tifarayim in Dred, not hoich on the harahar. Aaron is the ultimate opposite of this. It's interesting. It says by Koirach, it says hine, and Rashi says as a diktuk Rashi, like similarly hine v'roach v'samach b'libay. But maybe it's more than diktuk. Rashi's contrasting Koirach to Aaron. Aaron was the ultimate opposite. Aaron mahu, says in the parasha. How do you test Aaron to see what he's all about? Kisalinu Olav. Try to complain to him and try to make tzaras for him. Try to get him atzbani. Yeah, get on his. It's not going to happen. He's going to stay Aaron Mahu Kisalino Allah. Even if you try to get him angry, it's not going to work. But by Kairach, there was an akuda of Kinnah. Now we have to realize Kairach was a big person. The Yitav Lev, who was an enikel of the Yismach Moshe, he brings that he asked his Zayda, the Yismach Moshe, to tell him that the Yismach Moshe told him that he was already in his Galgal twice and in his Shama two other times in history. And he said the first time he was by the story of Kairach, he was in the Dor HaMidbar. And he said, and what was going on there? He said, let me tell you, the Gedolim, the Hanhoga was with Kairach. The Hamoin Am was with Moshe. But the Gedolim were with Kairach. And he said, where were you? He asked the Yismach Moshe, he says, I was on the fence. And he was the spoke, yeah, Mamash Azai. He says, yeah, you have to understand what was going on over here. It's a tifa sugya. But there was an akuda of kina that led to this nefila. Now, we already mentioned Parashazu, Yofen Adreshes. There's another pshat, Yofen Adreshes. You know, every single topic, there's a good opportune time when you're supposed to talk about it. Of a Parashazu, the Indian of Machlaikis, Yofen Adreshes. It's always opportune to talk about it. There's always issues, there's always Machlaikis, and there's always things. And you know, over the history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this farm say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Padash Yosef, I think, brings this. You know, sometimes you have Mamish, the Managador, and there are people complaining, and there's even a group already that's saying, Adarab. Nocha daitoi. By Moshe Rabbeinu's Isaac Divinus. You know, you can't fall from more than that. But Yofin addresses. But on the other hand, once the drasha, Tel Yoyitz brings. Vayikach Kairach. You think you want to grab and take things that don't belong to you and be part of something that maybe you shouldn't be? In the end, Kairach, you're going to be Kairach Mikana Mikana. It's not going to work. You try to take something that doesn't belong to you, it's not going to work. Now, it's interesting, Dos and Vaviram are singled out with their name. Because according to many pshatim, Kairach was being ma'ar on the Kahuna Gedoyla. Who had in the Masayim Chamishim, this various pshatim, who these Masayim Chamishim were. But past this, when they did the Ketoris, it wasn't that all of them were going to be Matzliach. One out of the 250 was going to be Matzliach. They knew 249 are going down, but each one read Zechayim. But they were B'chayrim, according to many Svarim. And they were being ma'ar on the fact that they're losing it. So they had an agenda. Kairach has an agenda. He wants Kahuna. The Masayim Chamishim have an agenda. Abedos and Vavirim, they're not Levian, they're not Bechayrim, they're not Kehanan. What are they getting involved? Machalikis. Their names are singled out. They're the ones singled out. Now, the Gemara talks later about that. There's a Machalikis L'Shem Shemayim, and a Machalikis not L'Shem Shemayim. There's a story with the Sfasemes. A group came to him, there was some Machalikis, and they came to him to say, they wanted to take a side, and he didn't want to get involved. And they started saying, no, but this is an Inyan L'Shem Shemayim. He said, "Oy vavoy! If it's a machlokes l'shem shemayim, then it's a bigger problem. Then say tzayfil l'skayim. Then I certainly don't want to machlokes negative l'shem shemayim. Yeah, v'derech malitza. That the mishnah says machlokes l'shem shemayim is going to be tzayfil l'skayim. I don't want to get involved in it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelik and Daf Kuf Tes goes through darshening the pasuk over here. Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. He goes through the words of the parsha. It's interesting. The name of the parsha, and there is such a concept, the name of the parsha. The tzaddik talks about it. Others form. There's a uniqueness to the name of the parsha. Most call the parsha Kairach. I think it's in Mefarsha Rashi in Zvachim in Daf Mem Hei. He calls it Parsha's Kairach. The Ramban in Parsha Zayis Abrocha calls it Kairach. But others form call it Parsha's Ben Levi. You know, give it another name for it. But it's Makubal. It's called Kairach. Vayikach Kairach. The Gemara Darshan's Amr Shlakish Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atzmai Ben Yitzhar Shehirtiach Olav Eskol Ha'olam Kitzarayim. He made the world burn up like the heat of the day. Ben Kehos Shehika Shinei Melidav Ben Levi Shenasa Lo Levaya Begehenim. So I saw on this Gemara there's a few different things you could ask, but interesting from the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Time of the Kra, he says, what does it mean Ben Yitzhar that the Gemara Darshan's Shehirtiach olav eskala oilam kitzaharayim. What's the taich? He says, there's a medrash that brings down that every day the sun goes around the earth, and when it comes down on the other side, it goes under the ocean and it cools off. And then after it cools off, going under the ocean, it comes back again. That's the galgal of the chama. So every day the sun, its medrash would be very hot, it cools off every night by going down under the ocean. That's the medrash. But it brings the Gemara Nedarim says the Aflam test. We know there are different levels in Shem, and the Gemara Nedarim darshins that the pasuk says Olu Shemesh Vireach from the Rakia to the Zvul. The Zvul is one of the other higher Rakim, and the Shemesh went up to say, "In Einat Moisim Dinla Ben Amram, we're also not gonna." The Shemesh made a macha. So that night, the Shemesh didn't do its cooling off circle thing. So that's what it means here. Tiach Cholavis Hashemesh Kitzarim Azizot. Rambam Gani Yafsi. The Medrash says that every night the sun cools off under the ocean. But in the Gemara in the Darim Daf Lamites says that that night the Shemesh went up and complained and said, "We're not going down. And Einat Them Oisim Dinla Ben Amram. If you're not taking a side here, we're also not gonna be mayor." Another cute pshat, he says, Ben Levi is the Gemara's Lashon is Shanasaloi Levaya Begehenim. What does it mean, a Levaya Begehenim? So he says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, B'shas P'tirasoi Shaladam, Ein Melavin Loi, Loi Kesef Loi Zav. A person has to know that by his Levaya, his money is not Melavahim. Of a Kairach Yeh, he went and read with all his Kesef and his Zav. So he had a Levaya Begehenim. Pashup Shana in the Gemara, Zai Zav. Now we mentioned there was the Masayim Chamishim Anoshim, it's a Machlaikis Rishonim. Some say all the Masayim Chamishim were from Shevet Ruvain, along with Dasan Vaviram. The Chizkuni brings that actually Kairach Mamish wanted to have a Bezdin. Bezdin is 23. And he wanted a Bezdin from each one of the Shvatim. So there are 11 Shvatim, and I count the Shevet Levi. Every Shevet sent in a Bezdin of 23. 23 times 11 is 253. So there's 250 plus Dasan, Aviram, and Oyin, they're part of the Bezdin of Shevet Ruvain. And that's the cheshbon of the Messiah, Chamishim Anoshim. But again, Rashi's other Rishonim learned with the wolf from Shevet Ruvain. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Chaf, Kol Machloikis, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, Soifoi L'Hiskayim, She'ein L'Shem Shemayim, Ein Soifoi L'Hiskayim. Zok the Mishnah continuing, Ezei Machloikis, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, Zu Machloikis Hillel V'Shamayim. That's by the way, Moshe. Moshe is Rosh HaTevis. Machloikis Hillel Shammai. Moshe. Toira is Moshe. Moshe is Machloikis Hillel Shammai. That's what Toira is about. Toira is with Machloikis. Moshe is Machloikis Shammai Hillel. That's Machloikis L'Shem Shammai. What's a Machloikis She'ein L'Shem Shammai? Machloikis Koirach V'chol Adosai. Q'diyak, not Koirach V'Moshe. Moshe wasn't the side of the Machloikis V'chol. He wasn't even a tzad. But Koirach V'chol Adosai was the other side. Now the pillar of this mission is, when the Mishnah says that a machloikis l'shem shemayim shami behil, it means a machloikis, not like the story we said from the Sfasemis before, that there was a machloikis and the people were quote unquote l'shem shemayim. It means a machloikis l'shem shemayim, a person is learning Torah l'shma and he has a machloikis pshat in the sugya. Why is that a contrast to the Kairach and Moshe, which was not machloikis? So the pshat is also a machloikis. It was a machloikis in limud haTorah. It was a machloikis in anhaga. It was a machloikis in what's the tzura of Klal Yisrael. And we said, Tzadik Atama Yifrach, there's a mahalach for Kairach at the end. And they had this machloikis. Another chat is that it's a machloikis in the Nevuah. Rashi brings Kairach saw in Nevuah that Shmuel comes out of him. So he saw in this Nevuah that Taichab must be, he's right. And again, it was a machloikis. But there was a Negiya of Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. And because of this Negiya, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, it was machloikis, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. When exactly did this story of Kairach happen? And how old was Kairach when it happened? The part of the Shaitif who works out interesting cheshbon, he brings the Magid Mishorim brings that Kairach was born when Moshe killed the Mitzri. When Moshe killed the Mitzri, he got the neshama. It comes from Kayin, and the Mitzri had that neshama. And then when that Mitzri was killed, Moshe and the Mitzri, that's also Kayin and Hevel. Yeah, it keeps on. There's a system over there. So Moshe kills the Mitzri in the beginning of Shmois. That's when Kairach is born. He gets that neshama. How old was Moshe when he killed the Mitzri? This was way before, this was early, when he ran, before he ran away and became the king of Ethiopia for a couple of dozen years. So it's a machlekes in the Medrash, actually. How old was Moshe when he killed the Mitzri? Either 20 or 40. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemi in the Medrash. And Moshe Rabbeinu now, by the story of Kairach, is 82, which makes Kairach either 62 or 42. You have to work out. It's interesting, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim he brings, Kairach was from the Levim that carried the Arayim. But if you hold like that, that means you had to be less than 50. Because after 50, you don't carry any more the Arayim. And it says Korech was from the Noisei Arayim. On the other hand, the problem is, he wants to be the Nasi. The Medrash says, this Chazal, that a Nasi has to be 50 years old. So how could he be tiny that he wants the Nasius? The Teretz says he saw Shmuel coming out of his Chalotzit. How old was Shmuel when he was Nifter? 52, and Shmuel was Mani Klal Yisrael for 11 years. That means he was less than 50 as the leader of Klal Yisrael. So Kairach says he sees Shmuel He says, you see that you could be a Nasi less than 50. Ah, it says you have to be 50. The Torah says, no. It could either be you have to be 50 years old, or you have to be a Baki in Chamishu Chomshei Torah, to be Pikeach. Kairach was a Pikeach. He sees Shmuel is less than 50. He comes to the conclusion, Machloikis in learning, whether you can learn out from Shmuel that you're allowed to be less than 50. No, there was an idea of Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Where did the story of Kairach take place? Rashi, in the beginning of Dvarim, the Pasuk says, Chatzeirois. There's a whole bunch of names of places. Rashi says each place is meramez to a different chait that happened with the Klal Yisrael. Chatzeirois, Rashi says, Rabbeinu Bechayus learns, is where the Machlekes Kerech was. On the other hand, the Balaturim later on, there's a pasuk Bikehilosa. One of the Masois was Kehilosa. The Balaturim over there writes Kehilosa. That one was Vayakel Aleim Kerech. So it's a Machlekes, whether it was in Machlekes, whether it was in Shem Shemayim, a Machlekes, whether it was in Chatzeirois or it was in Machelos. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, he talks about the gnus of Machloikis. You know, the Pasuk says, Poiter Mayim Reishis Medoin, V'lefnei Hiskal Riv Netoish. The minute you open up, you can have like a dam that's blocking the water, but once it opens up, a trickle of water comes out, be careful, a few minutes later, short time later, the whole thing is going to erupt. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, the whole thing is in this nirmas in the word Machloikis. The mem, a mem has only a small opening on the bottom. A mem, not in Ksav, the way... Right, it's like a V, whatever. But the Tzura, Ois of Mem, has only a small opening. But then afterwards, Ches, big opening, totally opening, open on the bottom, Gansen. And then Lamed, then it goes flying all the way to the sky. And then Kuf, all the way back to the Tehoin. Vav is the Tzura of Anocha, she says, and then Tuf, it's going to be standing Al Shtei Raglayim, and the Machloikis is going to blive over there. So that's the process of how Machloikis can start. Now, Kairach comes with an interesting taina. Kol ha'ei the kulam kedoshim. The Sfarim explained. He was saying, we don't need one manhig. Everyone. Al tzazamen. By the way, that's the pshat. The Masayim Chamishim are going to bring the Torahs. Moshe is saying, that's part of their vikuach. We don't need one kind of God. Let everyone bring the Torahs. Kol ha'ei the kula. Talis shekula tcheles. We don't need an extra chut of tcheles. Al tzazamen. It's interesting though, the Lashon. Kol ha'ei the kula. What's wrong with just kol ha'ei the? Kol ha'ei the is not kol ha'ei the kula. So it's interesting, in the Nusach HaTfilo on Yomim Noiroyim, the Taz brings this down in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis, and Hilchis Nusach HaTfilo of Rosh Hashanah, he brings already from the Levush that there's a Nusach in the Davening. We say, Maloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kuloi Bichvaydecha. So the Taz says, he brings the Levush, you don't have to say Maloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kuloi. Maloich Al Kol Ha'olam. What's the happen zogin? Kol Ha'olam Kuloi. So the Taz brings the Levush that says, yeah, you're not supposed to say Kula, but then the Taz says, no. Rubei Kekula. Rubei Kekula, yeah. Parat Merubah La'aymed, Aymed Merubah La'parat. Rubei Kekula. If you don't bavarn Kol Ha'aylam Kulai, then it could be Rubei Kekula. And if here also, Kol Ha'eda Kulam. To bavarn. Interesting Lashon of the Gemara in Hurriya Staf Gimel. I'm not getting involved what the Sugya was over there, but the Lashon of the Gemara is, part of a Shachmatari, it says, Hachanami Mistavra, Shahare Bechola Toira Kula, Kaimel on Rubei Kekula. Yeah? Shahare Bechola Toira Kula, Kaimel on Rubei Kekula. The Gemara Minei Ube is Bavarni. In Kola Toira Kula, we pass in Rubei Kekula. It's interesting, going just back, in the beginning of the parsha, it said, Kairach ben Yitzhar, there's a medrash that Yitzhar, Kairach says, I'm like Shemen, Yitzhar is Shemen. And Bechola Mashkim, when you put Shemen into a mashke, the Shemen rises to the top. And Kairach is saying, it's a raya that I'm going to rise to the top. So it's interesting, I saw in the Parvus Yosef, he brings, there's a shiloh legabi schnapps. If schnapps has a din of mashke, legabi certain dinim. Someone once wanted to make kiddush on schnapps. There's a whole shiloh legabi shir. And a certain rebbe, and he looked at him, he says, Weinig. And he wasn't just saying Weinig, you should use wine, or he's saying, no, Weinig. Yeah, I've read in Yiddish. It's too little, it's not enough. It's Weinig because. But I can put him to the Shaila, schnapps has a din of mashkin. So the Achroyim wanted to handle, they had a raya. Because if you put oil into schnapps, it doesn't rise to the top. And the Medrash says, mashkin, you put shemen. Yeah, but the Medrash says, kol ha-mashkin. It doesn't say kol ha-mashkin. Kulam. Yeah, only when it says, kol ha-oilam kulay, kol ha-mashkin kulam. By this Medrash, it just says, kol ha-mashkin. Go to the top. It doesn't say, Kol HaMashkin Kulam. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is confronting Kairach and the Masayim Chamishim, and he says, "Boiker v'yoy de Eisa Shaloi." And Bemis, it's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. How many days was the story of Kairach? Many learn it was 2 days. It started on Sunday, on Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and that's why Moshe pushes them off to Monday. Boiker, he says, let's wait till tomorrow, because Monday is better. Vayavdel, we're going to separate. There's going to be a separation between Kairach and the rest of the Olam, and there was an inyan to be done on Monday. But it's a machlokes. Others say, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu suggested they should do it on Monday. They should wait till the next morning. But they did it. The Masayim Chamishim right away went and brought the Ketairos. They didn't wait. It's a machlokes. Different achrayim. What exactly happened there if it happened the next day? But why was he pushing him off to the next day? So the Arachayim HaKadosh learns, Pashat, it was ready the afternoon. And Ketairos, yeah, it was ready after the Tomei Shobein Arbaim. You can't stam as I developed around the Makta Ketairos. Meaning there's a Shaila Bemes and Pshat. Does this sound like a random Ketairos? Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's do a Ketairos test and see what happens. Well, no, he was saying, the Ketairos of a cold biker of a biker, be makrib, but instead of the kind Gadol doing it, let everyone do it and let's see what happens. But biker, you have to wait. It was ready too late for that day. It was ready after the Ketairos Ben Arbaim. Another Pshat I saw brought down, biker, they were having a bikuach, and it says, the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin, they were accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of being nishal eshish. So he says, okay, let's wait till tomorrow. Let's see where the mon. The Gemara says in Yuma that the mon fell, depending if chet was done, whether it was it's going to fall, where the mon would fall. We can biker, let's wait tomorrow. The mon will tell us. Biker v'yoida. The Tefer Shlomo Miradomsky says, what does it mean, biker v'yoida? He says, you should know, a person wakes up in the morning, the first thing that goes into your head, then you should know that's what you're holding. You know, if the guy's holding it, under a sugis, doifan akuma, something, I don't know, not exactly. What come? Boiker v'yoida, the erst is ach and the free, but get the rhyming cup. That's a way to know. That's a way to know where a person's holding. So a lot of things going on. I'm not going to go into all the details. There's a magefa. There's also there's a big sugya in the Sanhedrin there. Exactly what happened to Kairach himself. There were blew him. There were sruf him. Some both happened to him. It's a machlekes exactly. And after all this happens, and Kairach falls into Adama, and the Merida is put to rest. It's the whole new sugya all of a sudden. The sugya of the matzah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was making a remez. Every shevet is going to bring a representative that's going to bring a mate. And it's a pella otzim. It wasn't enough what happened already until now with the whole maisa. So there's a lot of pshat, but I want to say in akuda. The erste chelik of the sugi was that they were tying kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. We don't need a manik. Talis shekula tcheles. Bayis mole svarim. Everyone, you don't need a mezuzah. Buy a small farm. You don't need a chut of tcheles. Talas shekula tcheles. Incidentally, there was a talas shekula tcheles in the mikdash, the mi'il, and it didn't need tzitzis. And there was a buy a small farm, the kodesh kadoshim, and it didn't need a mezuzah. But that's an aside. And akoponim, that was the first half, and Moshe Rabbeinu made it very clear that we need a manik. But now there's still another sugya. Okay, it's got to be one, but who? So now it's still another issue, the test of the matos. And how does the Mati? So you could say it's a nace, but they were bigger nisim. What was the nace over here? That they took a shtick holtz, a piece of wood, and it grew shkedim. You know, what's an almond tree, a shkedia, the tree that grows almonds? What is it? It's a shtick holtz that almonds grow on. What's the wife? That's what it is. It's a shtick holtz, and almonds grow from it. Terrence says, yeah, but it's nishin in the luft. It's in the ground, in drerd. And the ground has nutrients, and from the gashmias of the physical ground, the adama is what gives it the nutrients to grow almonds. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we're going to take 12 holtz every shavit, 12 or 13, we'll see. And we'll see which one ruchnius grows in. Which one causes, not because it was a moifish like a derech hateva, fakeret. Which one is going to grow? And the emes is the meshiloyach, the ishbitzah, he writes, it says, vayiru vayichu ishmateyu. How do they check each one? Well, it could be he said a name on it. There's still a sticker, you know. There's a gemach that you put in, you get your sticker for your name. But it could be, you know, every one of them grew shkedim. Every one of them grew a little bit. Vayiru vayikhu ishmatei. Each one, be'emes, knew his level and walked in and saw, oh, that's what I'm holding. That's the level I'm holding. Because it wasn't stam. It was vayotzei perach, vayotzei tzitz, vayikhu shkedim. Not just shkedim. It showed the process. It's not instant generation. It showed the process of going through that it's going to, there was a perach, there was a tzitz, there was shkedim. And that's the mahalach and avoidus Hashem also, that a person goes through the various levels. Now it's interesting, we said that the two parts of the sugya was, on one hand, the taina was, we b'chlal don't need one leader. Everyone's tzamen is the group. And then even after you decide you need the manheg, you need the chut achas that stands out, who is that? It's interesting. How do they check who's the manheg? They took a stick. How do you say a stick? A mate? Or a shevet? Those two words, mate and shevet, also mean the stick. The mate is a stick, right? And a shevet is a stick. What else is a mate? The whole group. Elef lamate. The group. Shevet is the group. The two chalokim, by the way, in English also, for people that don't know, that camp is a staff. Staff is a stick. It's also the club. The club is the group, and it's the stick. This is the two chalokim of the sugya that's going on over here. The inyan of which one is the manik, and that there's a tzur of Klal Yisrael with the manik. After this, we now have Matnis Kehuna and big arichas in Parshas Korach about all the chavdalid Matnis Kehuna. It's mefurish in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, that there are 24 Matnis Kehuna. The Gemara actually categorizes them into different groups, that there are 10 in the Mikdosh, Chatos, Osham, Shlomim, Shtei Alechem, Oymer goes through 10, 4 in Yerushalayim, not Lafdika, the Mikdosh, a Bechor, Bikurim, and then there's 10 in the Gvulin, all over Eretz Yisrael, Truma, Chala, Reishas Ageis, Pidgin HaBen, 10 and 4. Interesting, it's a little bit technical, the Olam could look it up, but the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Gimel breaks up the 24 into its categories. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, in the first parak, he also breaks it into 24, but in a different, categorizes it differently. Now, one of the ones mentioned over here is Truma, of course, and we know that by Truma, even an Eishas Koyin eats Truma, but it's a big sugya, just giving you the headline on it. On one hand, an Eishas Koyin eats Truma, even though she's not a Koyin, because of Kinyan Kasboy, just like a Behemoth Koyin or an Eved Koyin. But on the other hand, there's another din, called Tahar Beveischa, Yoichal Truma, and there's a big raid about this, why you need both dinim, the din of Kaltar Beveischa, and the din of Kinyan Kasboy. There's an interesting ktsois, the Gabi Matnis Kehuna. Can you give Matnis Kehuna to a Koyin Katon? Are you Yoitza? Well, are you Yoitza if you give the Eishas Koyin? Are you Yoitza if you give the Eved Koyin? Are you Yoitza if you feed it to the Behemoth Koyin? But are you Yoitza by giving to a Katon? And he brings a Pri Chodosh that yes, you Yoitza, even Pidgin HaBen, let's say, you give Pidgin HaBen to a 10-year-old Koyin, to a Katon. He says, Yoyotze, by giving to a katan with the lumdus of Das Acheres Makna. And he brings it from the Pri Chodesh, and he stark argues, because he says, it's mevor that you could even give Truma to a Shaita, Kayin, and over there there's no Das Acheres Makna. Rather, the Ksois must learn differently, that the money already belongs to the Shevet HaKahuna, and you singling out which Kayin you're giving it to is just being memayin which Kayin it is, but he already owns it. So Akapanim, it's a machlekes, he said, a lot of the minis, I'm just giving you a Rashi Prakam on it. When you give Matnis Kehuna to a Katan, is it because Das Acheres Makna? That's how the Pri Chodesh learns. In Shuvas Mayim Chaim, the Ksois brings it in Reish Mem Gimel. The Ksois argues and he says, no, it's Pashut because it already belongs to the Kohen. Now, Toich HaDvarim, the Ksois says it belongs to the Kohen because Chelef Aveidaschem. It already belongs to him because you owe it to him because he's working for you, the Avoida. Now, the MS is a fascinating topic. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha, it says Chelef Aveidaschem for the Levi. That different things, let's say you give Meiser to the Levi. Maisha to the Levi is Chelef Avidaskin. The Ksois, others are learning also that by Matnis Kehuna, it's also Chelef Avidaskin. Now, another one of the Matnis Kehuna is Pidyan HaBen. That a person has to be Poida Benoy Bechayre for 5 Sloyim. It's Yedua that the Gra would say that Kala Terakula is Nirmas in Chumash Bereshis, and even more Betimsis in the Parshas Bereshis, and even more Betamsis in the first Pasuk of Bereshis. And he kept saying it's more Betamsis. Yidua, Gantz Tikune Zoyar, is 72 different ways how to spell out Bereshis. Instead of saying it as one word, Bereshis, it's Yorei Shabbos, or Barashis, it was created in 6 days. It's all different remazim in the word Bereshis. So when the girl said this, I don't know why, but someone asked him, and who's the opinion of Ben? He says, that's easy. Bereshis is Rosh HaTevis, Ben Rishayin Achrei Shloishim Yoyim Tifter. That's what the guy said. It's a mice sitting down, but everything is Nirmaz in Bereshis. Now, Pidyon HaBen, it's a big shayla. Is it a chiv on the father, or is it a chiv on the son? Avada Kipshutei, in the beginning, the father is paid to his son, but if the kid grows up, now is it a chiv on the son to be paid to himself, or is it still on the father? There's a lot of rais, lakan and lakan. There's a whole sugi in Kedushin about who liftos is benoy liftos. What if a person has to be paid to himself, and also be paid to his son? Which one has kadima? Is the more ultimate chiyuv on the father to be paid to the son even before being paid himself? That's just like tashlum and what his father should have done. I heard a maisa happened a couple of years ago. There was someone that found out when he was about 70 years old, he thought he was a kohen. All his life he thought he was a kohen, and it found out he wasn't. He was Yisrael, and a lot of things changed. Yeah, but he suddenly realized him and his son both need kadima. It was mamash a case of not about, it could be with about shuva, this, but this is mamash a case who lift ice and when I lift ice, that two adults, father and son, both need a pidyon haben, and it's mamash the sugya of who lift ice and when I lift ice. It came crashing in on them when they found out that they were not kind of, they thought they were kind of, because of course we know if a kohen doesn't need pidyon haben. As a matter of fact, even if a person, if the wife is a bas kohen or a bas lady, even there's no pidyon haben. That's why kehanim are not paid to their own grandsons, even their grandsons from their daughter. Right, their daughter's son doesn't need a pidyon haben. But there are ma'asim b'chol yoyim. It happens all the time that kehanim are paid to their great grandchildren. Your daughter's son. I've been by pidyon haben like that. That the kohen ha'paida was the great grandfather of the baby. It's his mother's son. But if it's a bas kohen, not. Now, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. There's a famous kasher, Rabbi Kiviger, has a whole tshuva about it. The Gemara says Rav Kahana would take money from pidyon haben. The Gemara brings in Kedushin. He took even a hat, a sudr that wasn't even worth 5 shlam, but he says, L'didi shavali, to me it is worth 5 shlam. Tosfos brings that Rav Kahana wasn't a kohen. So how can he take money for pidyon haben? So there's the Brisker Mahalach that there's two Rav Kahanas, Tzvei Dinim. One Rav Kahana was a kohen, one Rav Kahana wasn't a kohen. It's a Brisker Mahalach. But both in the Gavra, but not Gavra Chetzel. Just two Gavras, two Rav Kahanas. You get it? Yeah. Akoponin. Tosfos brings another time. No, Rav Kahana, in fact, wasn't a kohen. But he was able to take, because an Ashes kohen, a Bas kohen, sorry, could also take money of pidyon haben. It's a chiddush, machlokes of shining. And even the husband of the Bas kohen could take money for pidyon haben. But the kasha Rabbi Kiviger brings that if it says you don't need pidyon haben if the mother is a bas kohen, shkoyich. If a bas kohen could take money for pidyon haben and her husband even, who's a yisrael, could do pidyon habens, yeah, he can serve as for a pidyon haben. So avada, you don't need to do pidyon haben if the mother is a bas kohen. He can even afuki matros alomli, he can take the money for himself. So avada, it could be negay when they were in his garshu before the baby was 30 days old. Or what if you marry a Suffolk bas kohen? Catch on. If you putter, because be'etzem bas kohen is a p'tor, so it's b'chalam ha'pashit is a mechayiv. But if for sure you're mechayiv, you just want to say you could be yoitza, maybe you weren't yoitza, maybe she's not a kohen. Suffolk bas kohen wouldn't patter you if it's, what's it called? The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin. Bo minei plimoi me rebi. Mi sheyesh loy shnei roshim. The Azim hen menich tefillin. The guy has two heads. Which head wears the tefillin? So you got upset at him?
He just closed the door.
He said, "Kum goli, I keep it all shamti." He says, "What kind of ridiculous question? Which head you put tefillin? What kind of shayla? Go to Golis or go into Cherem." As they were speaking, a guy came into the basement. It's Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, and he said, "I just had a baby with two heads. What do I do with the pidyon haben? How does the, you know, Bris Milah took care of that was." But now, pidyon haben. So you see such a thing. So the Gemara starts telling me, what do you do by pidyon haben? The Gemara says, 10 sloyim. Fret the Gemara, but it's a treifa. This baby's not, it's not going to survive. You're not going to get the tefillin. The baby's not going to last. It's a treifa. And the Gemara says, no. Bigel goyles tala rachmana. So it's pidyon haben, two heads. 10 sloyim, not 5, 10 sloyim. The Shaka Batari is a little choppy. It asks, it was a treifa, and he says, "Begolgoilas tala rachmanah." There's a different mahalach there, but there's a mahalach from Reb Chaim. There's actually a few different This is not Reb Chaim in Sefer Al Rambam, it's Reb Chaim from Stencil, but in that group, there's a few different versions. I'll tell you over how we the Mira mahalach in the Briska story goes like this, because this is Negei in Baba Kama Daf, it's in the Machzer, in the Mir, because it's in Baba Kama Daf Yiral. And this is how the Rebbe says over the Maisa like this. The Gemara was asked, what do you do with the two-headed baby? The Gemara says, 10. What they were really clearing is this phenomenon with the two heads, is he two people that are sharing a body? Or it's one person with two heads? And the Gemara says, you pay 10 slonim. The Gemara says, oh, 10? Then must be it's two people. If it's one, why would you pay 10? Now the truth is, if it's two, I also know why you pay 10, because only one of them is a Bukhar. This came out of the Masai, I don't know exactly, but 10 must be it's two people. Frek the Gemara, it's two people. Then it's a treif, it won't survive. If it's one person with an extra head, okay, it's a chayitz again. But if it's two people trying to shear a body, it's not going to last. So it's a treif. And for the Gemara, no, you didn't understand. La'olam, it's really one person. Now, why do you pay 10? Because the price of pinyin aben, it's per head. And if there's two gilgoyles, then it's 10. The Havamina thought the reason you're paying 10 is because it's two people. Frek the Gemara, if it's two people, it's a treif, it won't survive. And then you're not chayiv. And the Gemara, no, it's not a treifa. It's one person. The reason you pay 10 is begulgoilus tala rachman. Now I had a shayla in the maskana that it's begulgoilus tala rachman. So it's one chiv of 10, or it's mamash a separate mechayiv of two fives. So some in the chacham, he tells me, the nafkamin is if you can give it to two different kahanim. Shtuyot, you can give hundreds of prutis to kahanim. You don't have to give five slant to one kahanim. You can tell us chetzi prutis, as long as it ends up adding up the five slime. But I thought of a gishmak and afkamina. What's the din if in the maskana that it's one person, but the reason you pay 10 is because the gulgoilus. But is it a separate mechayi for each gulgoilus, or you push it, have to add up the gulgoilus, and then you see? So I had an afkamina. There's a minchas chinuch that talks about a very complex case of a chetzi eved chetzi koyin. It's very complex how you work out how that happens. And he has a shaila, is the pidyon aben, he has a tzad that you'll only pay 2.5. And then he says you don't have to, because chomish, v'loy chetzi chomish. But what if you have a two-headed chetzi eved chetzi koyin? If it's one big mechayiv, it's rather than 5. I mean, if it's three heads, different cheshbonos, but if it's two heads, then it will be one mechayiv of 5. But if it's two separate mechayiv, then it's two separate mechayiv of 2.5. So viter, there won't be a mechayiv of pidyon aben. Now, the etzem idea that the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara was whether it's one person or two persons is mavur, afin art, in the Shikim of Kubetzes, that he brings that there was a two-headed person that made a shidduch with a one-headed, and they had a whole bunch of kids, some were two-headed, some were one, and by the Yerusha, they started fighting the two-headed ones one at a time, and they deserved double. And that's the Bikurah, is it one person? Not as Bechor, it's not. Each one of them is two. So, Shlomo HaMelech, the Shita brings afin art, there in Lamed Zayin, Shlomo HaMelech covered one of the heads with a big black bag, and poured burning hot water on the other head, and both screamed. They said, it's one person. Yeah? That's the work that out. It's Midua that it's brought down Shechonar, that he's supposed to have a Suda also by picking a Ben, it's a Suda Smitzvah. And there's many Mekaris to this, that the Suda's picking a Ben is Keneged Pei Dalid Tinius. There's a concept of Pei Dalid Tinius. It has to do with Shoivim, which is 42 days, and it's doubled, and there's a lot of other minyanim in that, but pei dalet tainius. And eating from a suga of a pidyon aben is also pei dalet tainius. Someone once went to the Ashraf Shugoyim. The Ashraf Shugoyim was very mapped on tainius, and he fasted a lot for different minyanim. And someone told him that, L'chari, why does he have to fast? Pei dalet tainius, just go to the suga's pidyon aben. He says, no. That's the ki'ilu chatoyin. You know, there's a lot of things the Gemara says, if you do this, it's ki'ilu yivuchata. Af ki'ilu chatoyin, kem mechaper zayin mit ki'ilu, ki'ilu tzam pei dalet. But af chatoyin, daf ben hopin. But Rav Shach used to say that a daf gemara, daf is also pei dalet. Daf is also pei dalet. He says a daf gemara, avad also, is the beginning of the pei dalet. I'll send off an interesting story by Vishnus Munsi, Rebbe. When you go into the Vishnus Munsi Rebbe, Zatzal. Now there's a whole bunch of Vishnus Munsi. There's Vishnus Munsi Munsi, Vishnus Munsi Barapak, Vishnus Munsi Mishlaim, Vishnus Munsi. There's a lot of Vishnus Munsi, but the original Vishnus Munsi. To write in the Kfitl, you go into the Rebbe, you have to write how much Daf Gemara. you learned since the last time you gave an Akil. That's Gemara. And this fellow came in asking this, Mishnah Zagros learner. He came in, he said, Rebbe Tairech, zero da. He said, Rebbe, come to the cup for them. That's not for me, it's not my thing. So Rebbe said, half hour a day. Not for me. 10 minutes a day. You see the Savlonis, Rebbe, not for me. He said, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. Finish, Rebbe, finish. So Rebbe said, okay. I want every night, you have a shas in your house. He said, Chosin shas. He says, every night, before you go to sleep, I want you to take out one of the volumes of the Chosin shas and give it a kiss. And then put it back on the shelf. A few weeks later, he came back, his kvittel said a number of that.